little pack of blood.
Yes, doctor.
Okay. Okay, suture scissors. Okay.
For ourselves.
Okay.
Beautiful stitching, Frank.
Well, thanks. You used to do baseball gloves, right?
Just ignore him, Frank.
We have a
Nurse, do you want to come here and hold this back for me, please?
Got enough shrapnel here to make a 9-iron. It's 12 fragments so far.
Hey, this guy's a walking junkyard, too.
Hey, are all these people Koreans?
Now that you mention it.
If you'd read the surgery schedule, you'd know they were. The village of Taidong was shelled this morning.
Well, they were probably asking for it. Washing their babies, having breakfast, committing other acts of aggression.
Hey, I was in Taidong last week. Forceps. There's no enemy artillery anywhere near that place.
I insist on quiet in here.
Will someone please turn the war down for Frank?
Hey, will you adjust the drip on that IV?
Hey, Trap. Look at this. Here we are, and here's the village of Taidong, about 8 kilometers south. Henry.
8 kilometers south of us. I'm listening.
You mind looking at Korea?
Every single morning. You know, I've been here all these months, and sometimes I still wake up and wonder, what has my wife done to the bedroom?
Henry, this morning, the village of Taidong was shelled, and the only artillery unit anywhere near it was a 348.
Which of them are they?
It is not they, and it is not them. It is us, the good guys. We clobbered them.
Oops.
At least. Now, you want to dig out the oops forms and tell the whole class about it? Radar!
Sir?
Instant corporal. You want to get me the
force? Pierce, hold it. Look, this is a very serious charge. I mean, you've got to have some proof for Pete's sake. Let's not go off half-cocked.
Well, then let's go off all-cocked, but let's go off. Give me the form, will you?
What forms am I getting?
The ones he wants.
Oh, that Taidong thing.
Hey, just what we thought. I checked with a guy in artillery. These fragments are as American as apple pie and napalm.
What was that about proof, Henry?
I just want to remind you how thrilled the Army is about people who rock the boat.
Women and colonels first, Henry.
Anyway, we're not in the Army.
That is, we're in the Army, but we're not Army. Little A as opposed to big A.
Uh-huh. Well, you file that report and the Army's going to put your big A and your little A in a sling. Radar?
Sir?
If you want me, I won't be anywhere.
Okay.
Is that everything? You got all the necessary forms?
There's enough red tape in there to keep anybody happy.
We want the Army to take responsibility for the shelling.
And full compensation for the village.
Are you guys making this report together?
Why not?
And then afterwards, hand in hand, we're jumping off Lover's Leap.
Boy, you sure got guts, sirs.
Well, if we don't, we know where to get them. We're doctors.
Well, I mean, you're the first officers I ever saw who would stick by their principles no matter what. Except for that colonel who reported the PX kickbacks.
What colonel?
You know, Private Johnson.
Attention, all personnel. Due to circumstances beyond our control, lunch will be served today.
Before we get to work on these, how about a wee drop of the creature?
I'm driving, so I'll just have a double.
Is it a new badge?
The newest. Dry enough for you?
Is what dry enough?
Tried a new filter system, charcoal and sweat socks.
Okay, let's see here. Type of engagement. Airstrike, armored attack, artillery, atomic. Nice, huh? Multiple choice disasters.
Listen to this. In completing attach form 2759, stroke 6J12, delete printed reference to World War II and substitute Korean police action.
This is surplus. The least they could do is give our war its own stationery.
Well, what do we got to do here?
Well, I see the bar is open. Again? Pigpen. Brothel.
Here, sir.
Yo! Where's my razor?
Shaving your legs again, Frank?
I don't think it's so all-fired sophisticated to walk around with a beard.
Well, you ought to try it sometime, Frank. Women love it.
Oh, I'll bet.
Really? Come here. Kiss me.
Caught you! That what? You're making one of your obscene gestures behind my back.
Which one?
You know, the one that...
Frank. Truce, okay? Truce?
Huh. Last time we had a truce, I found peanut butter in my stethoscope.
Frank, we're going to submit a report to Seoul about the shelling of Tai Dong.
We were the three sergeants on duty, Frank. We all should sign.
Are you guys loony? I'm not getting involved. I'm not signing anything. And I never knock any team I'm on.
Frank, I'm sorry, all right?
For what?
Everything, all of it. The peanut butter in your stethoscope.
The ether in your aftershave.
And autographing my mother's picture? Dear Frank, Dad was not your father. Love, Mom?
I'll give you a blanket sorry. Just sign this for old time's sake.
For new time's sake.
I'm not making any waves.
Frank, come on. Listen, you can't turn your back on those people. You operated on some of them.
I don't remember operating on anyone.
Oh, really? What about all this iron confetti you're saving for a souvenir?
Oh, give me those fragments. You guys are not going to get me in Dutch.
Frank, one decent act. If you don't like it, you don't have to do it again.
Oh, go fish.
Attention, PFC Lester Pasco will pay $5 for a hot letter from home.
Here, Blake.
I don't start till 9. Leave your name with my service.
Sir, this is your service. There's someone important here to see you.
How do you know?
He has a briefcase.
Come in.
Thank you.
Sir, I'll take this stuff back to the laundry that made this terrible mistake. Colonel, this is Major Stoner, Adjutant Inspector General.
Hi. This is somewhat of a frightening honor. I'm here because our office received a form 2759 stroke 6J12.
Oh, I can well imagine. Oh, well, look, why don't you just sit down here?
Thank you.
Major, yourself. On that. Just exactly, what is a 2759 stroke, whatever? I know it's too big for a shoe size. This 2759 is what?
It's a request for an investigation filed by two of your surgeons, Captain Benjamin Franklin Pierce.
Hawkeye.
Captain John McIntyre? Colonel. This matter is highly classified.
Classified?
Not for everyone's ears.
Oh, sure. Well, the corporal's been thoroughly cleared. I did it myself.
I beg your pardon?
Radar, didn't you fill out those top secret forms on yourself?
Yes, sir.
And didn't I sign where you told me to?
Oh, yes, sir.
Well, there you go. Clear as mother's milk.
Are you clear, Colonel?
Well, didn't we clear each other?
Corporal?
Yes, sir.
Try ma'am once.
Yes, ma'am. Sorry.
Where's Colonel Blake?
He went off with Major Stoner.
Major Stoner?
Yes, sir.
You stand up when you address an officer.
Yes, sir.
Now, do I know anything about this Major Stoner?
I don't know that you know anything at all, sir.
Where is Major Stoner?
He's gone off with Colonel Blake.
I wonder where he's from.
Bloomington, Illinois.
What?
The colonel's from Bloomington. It's a town. I'm from Iowa myself, which is quite a coincidence when you think about it.
Where the major is from.
Oh, he's from the inspector general's office.
Tai Dong. Let's go.
You will continue to stand till I leave your sight.
It'll be a pleasure, ma'am.
Sir!
Yes, sir, ma'am.
Change the dressing, Ginger, and then she can go back to whatever's left of her home.
Orders on the other two.
Yeah, discontinue IV, start them on clear liquids.
Pierce?
Pierce, this is Major Stoner, Inspector General's office. Captain Pierce.
Oh, Captain, I'm here about your request and an investigation of the alleged shelling at Tai Dong.
Alleged?
Pierce?
These patients look alleged to you? This woman was almost alleged to death.
Oh, now, Captain, hold it.
Oh, one of those hold it fellas, huh? I'm going ahead with this, Major. I don't care how much you threaten me.
You never threatened him, Major. Pierce, come on, don't start that threatening talk. I'm warning you.
Captain, I'm here to get this investigation rolling, and I'm counting on your cooperation. I should tell you, I admire the courage it took to report this incident.
Anti-personnel fragments. Ours. Full set of x-rays. Complete medical profiles on all the victims. Complete.
Gentlemen, this is a hospital.
Well, these shrapnel fragments should be the clincher.
There could even be a commendation in it for you, Pierce.
Oh, no, just a simple honorable discharge and say $50,000 a year tax-free, but that's negotiable.
Colonel Blake?
Oh, Major Houlihan, Major Stoner.
Major.
Major. Major. Major Burns, Major Stoner.
Major?
Major?
Major? Major Pierce?
Major?
Well, I think we've made a major breakthrough here.
I was on duty that day with Pearson McIntyre. In fact, I was ranking surgeon.
Well, then you should have filed the report.
He was involved with a case.
Takes a long time to fillet a patient.
Where do I sign?
The report's already been processed. Needless to say, this is very sensitive material. Top secret. Total silence must be observed. Understood, Colonel?
Oh, cross my heart.
And, Pierce, you'll be hearing from us.
Good enough.
Shall we?
Yes.
Why didn't you let him sign?
Let him? We begged him to. We begged him to do the decent thing.
Frank?
Well, how do I know what the decent thing is?
Clever the way the cook sculpts grease into the shape of lamb chops.
What are we eating?
Don't ask me. I only had a year of postmortem.
Can I get a few details from you?
About what?
The Tai Dong business. I'm filing my own report on the number of wounded and mutilated. I feel the more the merrier, don't you?
That is a nice Genghis Khan feeling.
What does that mean?
Nothing. Welcome aboard.
Thanks. Now, I send this right to Stoner, right?
If you can reach him. A week and a half, he hasn't come to the phone. It's a long time to spend in the bathroom.
Well, he is an officer.
Hey, we made the papers. Tai Dong shell. The Army revealed that the South Korean village of Tai Dong sustained damage and casualties as a result of enemy artillery attack.
Enemy artillery.
Any questions?
Well, I'm certainly glad the Army straightened that out.
Now we know how Dreyfus felt when he read his story in Stars and Stripes.
Major Stoner? Yes, this is the 4077th MASH calling. Hold on for Colonel Henry Blake. You're on.
Colonel, how are you?
Not too good, actually. I just read your story in Stars and Stripes, and my belly button fell out.
Who is this? Captain Pierce?
No, Sucker Pierce and his sidekick, Huckleberry Dumbbell.
Oh, well, look, Captain, I just got back from Okinawa, and the first thing that hit me was a copy of Stars and Stripes, and
frankly, I was shocked.
I would think you would be.
Well, look, Pierce, I promise you, heads will roll.
I'm going to the top on this one.
You'll get your satisfaction. The people of Tai Dong will be taken care of. You have
my word.
Okay, Major, goodbye.
Bye.
Lou?
The Major happens to be the Korean distributor for crapola. Gentlemen, I believe the ball is in our court. Dear Dad, you always said Senator Baxter was good for a favor because of all your work in the primaries. Well, I got a favor that needs doing. There's a little village over here called Tai Dong. Or at least there was. Want to play sardines tonight?
Sardines?
My tent. I'll bring the oil.
Can I see you for a second?
1 second. What's up, Radar?
Well, I have this problem.
Radar, radar, we give you these lectures, we show you these training films.
Oh, come on, listen, I'm serious. If a certain MD doctor around here sent off a certain letter to a certain male parent, not his mother, to get in touch with a certain senator about a certain favor, he shouldn't be too certain that that letter didn't end up in a certain whole other place.
I didn't do it! Your mail's being stopped at Division HQ.
That letter was between me and my father, damn it!
Hey! I just got her. I've got to glue the arm.
I'll glue you, Henry. Whatever happened to personal liberty around here? Why am I bothering to ask? Maybe I better just go down to Seoul and tell this to the papers. Or to Edward R. Murrow if he's in town.
Pierce.
What is it? What?
I wouldn't try to leave camp.
What? I'm under arrest?
I didn't say that. You're restricted.
That means I'm under arrest.
Not at all. You're only restricted up to the point where you're, you're under arrest.
Henry, what's happened to you? You sneak off behind our backs and enlist? You regular army now?
Sit down, Pierce, that's an order.
You're forcing me to stand.
Please sit down.
That's an order I can take.
Now just hold your bladder, Pierce. His poop sheets just come in from General Clayton's office down at Seoul. The army has started rebuilding Taidong. It's going to be better than it ever was. All new housing, a temple, a town hall with inside toilets, a shopping center, and they're getting the first soft ice cream stand in all of East Asia. Well,
that's terrific. I'm glad. Now, what about rebuilding the truth?
The what?
This is compensation. Where's their admission of responsibility?
Well, soft ice cream is a pretty good admission. Who are you calling?
I'm going right over your fly to General Clayton. Radar?
Wait a minute. What do you want to call a general for? You got one out of two. You're batting 500.
Radar?
General's on his way here, Hawkins.
I bid you not to call a general. Now he's on his way.
I broke the other arm.
And I broke the other arm.
Here's the glue, sir.
You can't get arms.
McIntyre. Nice to see you taking it easy. No wounded, huh?
Except for us.
That sense of humor.
Disgusting. Look at them, sucking up to the general.
Henry?
General? Say, how would you, just to get it started, like a little refreshment?
Want to slip into your barbecue apron, Henry?
No. I mean a drink. How would you like a drink? You know, it's kind of an icebreaker.
Oh, I don't think that'll be necessary.
Well, I don't either. It was just a thought. What do you have?
My usual.
Come on up. One sherry and ginger ale.
All right, then. Let's talk Taidong.
General, we get the distinct impression that your people have been pouring tons of manure on this whole thing in the hope that something beautiful will grow.
Oh, Pierce, I don't think you should say manure to the general.
If the shoe fits.
Well, there is that.
We've been getting double talk and triplicate.
Unanswered calls. I've seen the plans for the rebuilding, General.
Censored mail.
Inside toilets, soft ice cream.
Makes you feel the whole war is worthwhile.
Hope that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
A little more ginger ale?
Look, that's fine. Just bring the check.
We're doing everything we can for these people. We've awarded a contractor a $6 million rebuilding deal.
Oh, that's a fair price for a $2 million job.
That comes out to about $100,000 per head we knocked off.
Now, hold it, fella. The other guy did that. It was a North Korean attack.
It was in all the papers.
Look, General, we operated on a lot of those casualties.
We got x-rays, medical records. We've even got shrapnel fragments.
You've got them all.
We gave him the Major Stoner.
Stoner? Stoner? Oh, yes, yes. He's doing a bang-up job for ComServPAC in Honolulu.
Uh-oh.
Put all your fragments in your ComServPAC and smile, smile, smile.
Look, boys, a little fatherly advice, huh? You're not regular Army. You think you're gonna leave here and pick up your civilian practice, and that's that. Listen, everything they put on your record, like agitator, boat rocker, is gonna follow you. The Army's got mighty long arms.
Oh, come on.
Let me finish, Captain.
I was just gonna suggest that.
You find your work here difficult, distasteful, but you are back here, behind the lines. It's relatively calm.
Oh, definitely. I was thinking of building a house here after the war.
You could easily find yourself assigned to a first aid station right where it's happening.
You serious?
I'm getting pressure from above. Look, let's play ball, huh? For the good of the outfit. You don't want to give the red, white, and blue a black eye, do you?
Boy, that gets you right where you live, sir.
I've got to hand it to you, General. You buried the evidence, you got rid of the guy who knew the evidence, and now if we press this, you'll take away our breathing privileges.
Well done, General.
Take another star out of petty cash.
General Clayton would like to see you, sir.
Not now, ladies.
I've got a stake in this too, General, and I'm not going to be left out.
Fair is fair. Major Burns was on duty that day.
Indeed I was. I pulled American shrapnel out of those poor villagers myself.
Luckily, he saved some of the fragments.
Under my pillow.
The Fragment Fairy will reward you. Go on, Frank.
No need to. This matter is closed.
They're getting a brand new temple. It's never even been prayed in.
I also have these x-rays and completely documented medical records.
Go, Frank, go.
Now, the thought of commendation never entered my mind when I decided to report this terrible but very human mistake made by a few of our own brutal but well-meaning fighting men.
The signed affidavits are by Major Burns and by myself, who was also there.
This requires a little rethink and reevaluation.
We re-agree with you, General.
Henry, get me a driver.
Certainly.
General's driver's waiting, sir.
Well, even the Army has to take its lumps. I guess this is one of those times.
Sir?
We'll send this to you after we read our story in Stars and Stripes.
Page one this time.
Yeah, not back on page 14 under Pro Station addresses.
All right. I'll tell you what. You write it up, I'll get it printed.
Your gun, sir? Oh, you forgot your driver.
Are they something?
I love them.
Take her. He's mine.
McIntyre, get away from me! Stop it!
You leave me alone! You leave me alone!
Hawkeye? Hawkeye, you busy?
Just changing a tire. What is it?
This letter came special delivery. I thought it might be important.
Your luck, you've been drafted.
Hold this, nurse.
Hold your own, nurse. I'm busy.
read the letter. Why not close the peritoneum? Give me 3-0 chromic GI.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
May 24th, 1951. Dear son, it's from your father.
Good guess.
I'm afraid Senator Baxter can't be of much help to you. It seems he was just indicted for influence peddling and faces 20 years in the pokey. there's more. Sure makes me sorry I stuffed the ballot box for him. Love, Dad.